Hello and welcome to Hot Issues of the Week, a weekly feature covering the major news headlines of the past week in Korea. I'm Alana Hill. Thank you for tuning in. Seoul and Washington warn of an overwhelming and decisive response to a North Korean nuclear strike. President Yoon Suk-yeol is said to embark on a seven-day trip to Britain, the U.S. and Canada. The president invites Chinese President Xi Jinping to visit South Korea. Squid Game wins two major Emmy Awards in a first for a non-English series. And the chief of the World Health Organization says the end of the COVID-19 pandemic is in sight. These are the week's hot issues. Stay tuned. South Korea and the U.S. warned that North Korea will face an overwhelming response if it carries out a nuclear attack. This came amid concerns of a seventh nuclear test by North Korea, which recently legislated an automatic preemptive nuclear attack in case of a security threat against the regime. Kim Bom-su has more on the result of a bilateral high-level deterrence dialogue in Washington, D.C. on Friday.
The U.S. commitment to the ROK is ironclad.
Seoul and Washington warned that North Korea will face an overwhelming and decisive response in the event it uses nuclear weapons. South Korea's vice foreign and defense ministers and their U.S. counterparts held a bilateral meeting of the Extended Deterrence Strategy and Consultation Group in Washington on Friday and issued a warning in a joint statement.
The United States will stand firm in its extended deterrence commitment to the ROK, which includes the full range of U.S. defense capabilities, including nuclear, conventional, and missile defense capabilities.
North Korea has recently adopted a new nuclear policy law which stipulates the use of nuclear weapons not only for deterrence purposes, but also as a war-fighting capability.
This came amid rising concerns of a seventh nuclear test by the North. Amid the long-stalled nuclear negotiations with the U.S., North Korean leader Kim Jong-un earlier this month upped the ante, passing legislation that allows his military to automatically launch nuclear strikes if such a move is deemed necessary to protect his regime.
Let them impose sanctions on us for 100 days, 1,000 days, 10 years, or 100 years. We will not give up on our right to life and right to defend our country on which the future and safety of our people depend.
To boost deterrence, Washington also reiterated its commitment to deploy strategic assets to the Korean Peninsula. During his current visit to the U.S., South Korean Vice Defense Minister Shin Bum-chul toured Joint Base Andrews outside Washington and received briefings on the capabilities of the U.S. B-52 strategic bomber in a symbolic warning to the North. Kim Bom-su, KBS World Radio News.
President Yoon Suk-yeol will embark on a seven-day overseas trip that will take him to London, where he will pay his respects at the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II before traveling to New York to attend the United Nations General Assembly and hold summits on the sidelines. President Yoon and First Lady Kim Kun-hee will arrive in London on Sunday to pay their respects at Westminster Hall, where the late monarch lies in state. The president will then head to New York to attend the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday, the first day of its high-level general debate, as the 10th leader out of 185 UN member states to speak at the podium. The president is scheduled to hold separate summit talks with US President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida sometime between Sunday and Wednesday. Wrapping up his schedule at the UN, Yoon will then travel to Ottawa for a summit with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on September 23rd, as the two sides celebrate the 60th anniversary of their diplomatic ties. President Yoon Suk-yeol invited Chinese President Xi Jinping to visit South Korea during his meeting with top Chinese legislator Li Jianzhu. In a press release, the top office said Yoon and Lee held talks for 70 minutes from 4 p.m. Friday at the Yongsan Presidential Compound in Seoul, and they exchanged candid views on advancing bilateral relations. Noting the 30th anniversary of diplomatic relations, Yoon expressed hope that the relationship will further develop in terms of quality over the next three decades. Netflix mega-hit series Squid Game made its mark at this year's Primetime Emmy Awards, which were held in Los Angeles earlier this week. Lead actor Lee Jung-jae and director Hwang Dong-hyuk both picked up prizes and made history. Our Richard Larkin has more.
The Emmy for lead actor in a drama series goes to Lee Jung-jae!
The Netflix mega hit series Squid Game has made history at this year's Primetime Emmy Awards, with lead actor Lee Jung-jae and director Hwang Dong-hyuk both becoming the first Asian thespians to win in their respective categories at the prestigious US television awards show. Lee, who played Squid Game protagonist Song Gi-hun, was named the winner of Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series during the 74th Emmys at the Microsoft Theatre on Monday.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you to Director Hwang for making realistic problem we all face come to life.
The program's director, writer, producer, Hwang Dong-hyuk, was also announced the winner of Outstanding Directing for a Drama Series for the first episode of the show, Red Light, Green Light.
And I truly hope Squid Game won't be the last non-English series to be here at the Emmys. And I also hope this won't be my last Emmy either.
This marks the first time a non-English language program has won in either category at the Emmys. Squid Game has now collected a total of 6 statuettes, following the 4 claimed at the Creative Arts Emmys held last week. They include Outstanding Guest Actress in a Drama Series, Outstanding Special Visual Effects in a Single Episode, Outstanding Stunt Performance, and Outstanding Production Design for a Narrative Contemporary Program. Richard Larkin, KBS World Radio News.
All soundbites are courtesy of the Television Academy. The World Health Organization says the COVID-19 pandemic will come to an end in the near future, citing the drop in number of infections worldwide. In South Korea, a chief infectious disease advisor said the end of the pandemic may come in around 6 months. Our Tom McCarthy wrapped up the latest developments.
We are in a winning position.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the end of the COVID-19 pandemic is in sight.
Last week, the number of weekly reported deaths from COVID-19 was the lowest since March 2020. We have never been in a better position to end the pandemic. We're not there yet, but the end is in sight.
During an online press conference on Wednesday, the WHO chief released his upbeat forecast. According to the WHO, there were 10,935 reported deaths from COVID-19 worldwide between September 5th and 11th, down 22% from a week earlier. New reported cases also dropped 28% on week. Over in South Korea, the head of the government's COVID-19 special response team suggested that the pandemic may end in 6 months' time. During the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency's daily COVID briefing on Friday, Dr. Jung Ki-suk introduced his assessment, saying that it's time to discuss a COVID exit strategy. He said South Korea can effectively manage COVID-19 just like influenza outbreaks at this point. However, he cautioned that a brief coronavirus resurgence will be inevitable around late November, along with flu outbreaks. Tom McCarthy, KBS World Radio News.
That's all for Hot Issues this week. Thanks for staying with us. Join us again next week. I'm Alana Hill, signing off.